Interlude. A break in the pattern, a snarl in the weft. There are things you should be noticing here, things that are missing and conspicuous by their absence. Notice, for example, that no one in the stillness speaks of islands. This is not because islands do not exist or are uninhabited. Quite the contrary. It is because islands tend to form near faults or atop hot spots, which means they are ephemeral things in the planetary scale. There with an eruption and gone with the next tsunami. But human beings, too, are ephemeral things in the planetary scale. The number of things that they do not notice are literally astronomical. People in the stillness do not speak of other continents either, though it is plausible to suspect they might exist elsewhere. No one has traveled around the world to see that there aren't any. Seafaring is dangerous enough, with resupply in sight and tsunami waves that are only 100 feet high, rather than the legendary mountains of water said to ripple across the unfettered deep ocean. They simply take as given the bit of lore passed down from braver civilizations that says there's nothing else. Likewise, no one speaks of celestial objects, though the skies are as crowded and busy here as anywhere else in the universe. This is largely because so much of the people's attention is directed toward the ground, not the sky. They notice what's there. Stars and the sun and the occasional comet or falling star. They do not notice what's missing. But then how can they? Who misses what they have never, ever even imagined? That would not be human nature. How fortunate, then, that there are more people in this world than just humankind.